Hello, it's Wednesday, the 22nd of May in the year of our Lord, 2024. We're back with another nightly news. Joining me, Lou Collins, tonight is the wonderful cat and the adorable Christy, both of them in the wonderful valleys. Hello, ladies.
Good evening.
Hey,
Hello.
Christy.
Hi both. You okay?
We are all good in the hood. I know, Kat, you're a bit tired. You've been training today, two lots of training today, as well
Yes.
as homeschooling, as well as dealing with Junior and Darren. I know you've got some really, really good stories tonight. How's all the training going? And are you progressing? Can you see
Yeah, do
light
you
at
know
the
what?
end
It's
of the
going
tunnel?
really well. It is going really well because this is new to all of us, see, and we're using Social Care Wales, so we're using the government's guidelines as a guide and whatever. So we're all doing it for the first time, but it's really great because being on all these different training thingies to see how it's to be delivered and to see, obviously training to be an advocate as well. It's going really well. It is, it's going really well. And hopefully then we'll be branching out then and just empowering everyone, because that's what it's about. It's actually really, the more we look, the more we go through this, the more we realize how important advocacy actually is, because it really does give people a voice that wouldn't otherwise, they wouldn't know their rights, entitlements, they wouldn't know what options they have, they don't get listened to, or, too afraid to speak up. These sorts of things are important to make sure that the best outcome is there, So, and everyone is entitled to an advocate. Everyone is entitled to an advocate, and I just don't think people realize that. So yeah, it's actually going really well, really well.
Fantastic, fantastic. And Christy, how's the stuff going with PCP Wales and the forthcoming events? I know you get very involved in them. What's the there's one coming up really soon, isn't there? In like 10 days, I think.
There's a skateathon coming up, isn't there, Kat? I think that's next. Is it the skateathon? Actually, yeah, it's the skateathon first, and then Gateshead is at the end of June, Chris, isn't it?
Oh, do you know what? I think there's something else as well coming up, isn't there? There's something next weekend. Do you know what? There's so much going on.
Oh yeah, there is. There's the event in London next week, but that's just for PCP Wales. That's the one I was supposed to go to. It was up in London. The event is up in London, like a 2 day it was like a big conference thing. And that is just for PCP. I couldn't go because it's my dad's memorial rugby match
Oh
on the
yeah.
same day. So yeah, there is that first, Chris, which will be great opportunities for PCP Wales, obviously. And then it's the skateathon the following week, which is the 8th of June. And then
Right.
it's Gateshead, then loving it. So the great, what's it called,
The
Chris?
Great Resist. The Great
The Great
Resist.
Resist.
Oh
So
yeah, that was.
unfortunately,
We should be beautiful. We've got Sounds Beautiful that weekend. And my birthday. So I would have loved to have come to Gateshead.
Oh.
But
You'll have a
alas.
great time though, where you are, Lou. It
Yeah,
should be a good
it'd be
time
good.
there, wouldn't it?
It
It
will.
will.
Let's start where we always do with Kate Watch. Rose Hanbury seems to be in the press a lot more than Kate Middleton. But an article from Spanish Press today is saying Kate Middleton doesn't get out of the house, spends the weekends alone. Kate Middleton's life at a crossroad marked by illness and loneliness. So they're still claiming she's facing the hard battle with cancer. She's increasingly isolated in her home with the responsibility to take care of her three children, standing alone on her shoulders. On the other hand, Prince William, her husband, seems to have a parallel life that is far from the public image of support that he is trying to project. And he's now apparently going to be going off with William and Camilla to Normandy. That is if they go. And we'll come to that. Now, what the King and Queen are going, the Queen, I can't call her Queen, she's never going to be a Queen. Camilla, Horseface, she's going, she'll obviously take her entourage. I wonder if Rose is going to be taken along to that trip because William is accompanying them. And they have their staff and everyone else around there, and she is with it. She has been sucked in to Camilla, to the side chicks to take over. Yeah, very,
Yeah, I
very.
still think they're just prepping the ground, aren't they? They really are. They have been, you know, and it's, you know, started off a little bit, didn't it? It was the, you know, every now and again, and now all of a sudden it's more and more and more. You know, they've prepped the ground for this 100%.
Well, we were saying it back, you know, we asked, first of all, we asked the question in mid-January, where the F is Kate? And then I went on to Richard Vobes and I came up with my thought. I was wrong that it was Camilla's crowd going to come in and rule because I don't believe she can. Who knows? But she's got rid of William and, sorry, Harry and Meghan. Kate's there. She's sucking Rose Hanbury in. I mean, how disrespectful. What she must be thinking. Like, Camilla's just evil, evil. But where I said if they go to Normandy, there's going to be a general election. Did you know that? Camilla and Charles are cancelling all of their engagements. What a
Oh my
surprise.
goodness.
The
It's
whole
just
royal
sick,
family are
isn't it?
cancelling their engagements. So I don't know if they're going to be going to Normandy. And it's
Oh
going to be
my
on the 4th of
goodness.
July. Now, everyone, I have been saying this for years. It will take you 5 minutes to type out one email. I did it. I've done it to everybody, every councillor across, you know, across the spectrum of political parties. Simple. What are your thoughts on RSE education? That's it. With a forthcoming election, I'd like to know your thoughts on RSE. All you need to do, and when they reply, their answer will pretty much tell you, answer every other question you may have.
Exactly, yeah, I agree, Lou.
It is that simple. If they come out with what the Greens have come out with, is age appropriation and consent for the under nines. So that really says it all. It's not even worth me replying to them. It's not. She said what it is. She's shown who she is. What's the
Yeah.
point? There's no point. There's absolutely no point. So the Greens here in South Devon, that's what you're looking at. So it will take you 5 minutes. And all you've got to do is go to your council's page and find out who your councillors is. And the list is there, tell you what party they are, and it will give you their email address and the phone numbers of their office in London and in here or wherever. That's for the MPs. But no, they will give you the local offices and how to get in touch with them via email. All you've got to do, one email, send it to all of them. Take you 5 minutes maximum.
Yeah, like you say, at least we know where they stand then.
Yeah, that's going to answer the questions about immigration. It's going to answer your questions about everything. So, yeah. Right. The government has issued an emergency preparation advice and what you need to do and what you need to have in case of power outages. It's a
No.
website. It's been only launched today, this website. And apparently they're warning against pandemic-style panic buying after encouraging Britons on their new website to ensure they have at least 3 days' worth of food and water. The site is called Prepare. It went live today. And supermarkets are not happy. So apparently they are now warning of panic buying after this launch, and they're really not helping. The supermarkets are now feeling under pressure. Supermarket shelves are getting stripped. Down here, obviously in Devon, you're finding real trouble getting water because apparently it's been fixed, but anybody now who's going to drink out of that tap water, I don't
So,
think many people are going to do that.
is there any reports now then since today, you know, of people actually, because we know what people are like. As soon as the telly says, go and panic buy toilet roll, go and panic buy pasta, go and panic, they'll do it.
Yep.
So, have people started doing that yet then? Has this hit the mainstream today, just today?
This is only today this website has been launched. But at the
Right,
moment,
okay.
they're warning shoppers to build their resources over time rather than
Right.
than panic buying.
But it'll
Okay.
still force people into a panic buy situation because that's how people think, a lot of
Indeed.
people.
Absolutely.
Right.
Also, can I just say, have you heard about the Devon introducing a tax for visitors? And they're talking
No.
about doing it in Bournemouth. Yeah. So it says if you're thinking of going to Devon, you may soon have to pay. So tourism boss says Devon could introduce a visitors tax, but they're talking about doing it in Bournemouth as well. So I think that's
I
going to
don't
hit
think that's going to
somewhere.
happen now after the water because don't know how many like millions Torbay has lost due to South West Water, people cancelling their holidays and everything. So I think they'll probably step
It'd
back
be a
on
bit of a
that.
stupid move, but I won't
Yeah.
stop them in the end because they're
Exactly.
arseholes, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Right, Kat, let's get on. Now, you think we covered this last Wednesday? I'm 99% sure we didn't, but
Probably didn't, mate. I could have had a conversation with someone and just assumed I was on air. So it's
okay,
worth
so take
covering
it away,
again
but
anyway.
the floor is yours with your three stories. Off you go.
Okie doke. Well, the first one is the most, is the one that was last week. I'll get that one out of the way first. And some of you would have already seen this. But it was a photo first that I got sent and then the actual article from it. Now, the photo was a cartoon picture of one, two, three, four, five little boys, right? And then, those little, when you were a kid, you'd fill in, you'd have your little books where you would have your puzzles and stuff. And it would be like, you've got to follow the line to find the end, the exit and stuff like that, like a maze. And they'd all be
Yeah.
sort of matching them up. Well, you've got these five, they are little, they're little boys. And from their penises then are all like, rope all interlinked together, but it is their penises. And then at the bottom, what they have to do is one boy, which is on his basically on all fours, and it's got pop where the anus is, right? And then there's a text at the top. So I asked somebody, I basically they translated it for me. I could have done it myself, I didn't realize really. But it says entanglement of penises, someone is having consensual anal intercourse with Javen. Bellotomy, but hey, no, the penises have become entangled with each other. Can you help Bartholomew to find out who is knowing him carnally from behind? Right, obviously it's translate, so it's gone from Spanish to English. Right, now the article then was put on afterwards saying it was satire, right? And it's meant for adults, but it's it's satire. It's actually an adult magazine. And the reason this really riled me is because of my research, deep research onto the porn into the pornography industry. But in particular, I read a report, and I know I've mentioned this before numerous times on here by Dr. Judith Reisman, and she did the first report, one of its kind, back in 1987. And that was, for looking at all three at the time. At the time, so obviously back in the 80s, you had Playboy, Penthouse, and Hustler that were out then. She basically did an investigation into all of those magazines that had been released up until that point. So we're talking about 30 years. Playboy was started in 1953. She did it from 1983. So 30 years of all these publications, and her job was to go through with her team, her research team. It took her 2 years to do this report, to go through and pick out all of the child pornography data in those magazines, right? So it would have like, you'd have Santa Claus in a scene raping a baby and murdering a baby, right? These little things were in Playboy, Penthouse, and Hustler, right? These little things were in there. And she went through and it, she picked out 6,004 images that can be related to child pornography, whether there was a child in the scene, whether there was, what was going on in the scene, if they were older people, adults, and whatever. And she breaks down the psychology of it, especially paying attention to cartoons, right? And how powerful they are, not just for the adult, but especially for the child. So what she talked about was child magnets. right? Now, obviously, cartoons are child magnets, so it's irrelevant. Now, bearing in mind, this was all those years ago. You didn't have all the internet and whatever. Children still got their hands on their adult magazine, on the adult magazines, and within them were cartoons, but sexualized cartoons. So that immediately sexualizes the child. They become focused on it, especially if you're using superheroes and things like that, because obviously they relate to them, or fairy tale characters. They identify with these people in the scene and they accept it as their hero or whatever, right? So psychologically it's really, really damaging, as is to adults. So she gave an example of Father Christmas then, right? He's one of the ones that were consistent through all three of those publications, right, in child pornography. And he said when an adult is looking at that magazine, right, it's very confusing in the brain, because Santa will be something that's, you know, perhaps nurturing. They've had, you know, maybe they've dressed up as Santa as you know, at Christmas time for their children, and it's like a nurturing, loving experience between those two. But then in the scene, Santa Claus is raping a child, so you get the arousal, even though, do you see what I mean? It's very, very deep. So when somebody came back and said, you know, it's satirical magazine, that's when I flipped my lid, because this is how they start this normalization. Well, it's not for children, it's for adults, but it's still very dangerous to adults when you're linking in children with sexual arousal material. Do you see what I mean? So this is why it really did freak me out. So you did send me the screenshots, because obviously the Spanish is in Spanish, and I don't, you know, none of us speak Spanish here. So this is what it said. This was the... Go on.
I think it's a different article. I'm looking at a different thing to what you were just talking about, the penises. I've just sent you a translation of... sex between nuns and LGBT Jesus. That's the one I've sent you as a trans. That's so. I apologise for that one. I didn't.
Oh, that's all right. I mean, it doesn't matter anyway. People can find it if they want to. We'll put the link in the thingy, and you can just get it translated. But basically, what he was saying is, oh, you know, it was meant for adults, and it was a satirical thing. But I know from my research that why that is just sort of brushing over that, you know, because that's not the case at all. They might pretend it's for adults only, but children do get hold of things like that. Do you know what I mean? So when they do get hold of it, and like I say, it desensitizes the adult. And this is where a lot of child, you know, it's the thing is, it's a difficult one, and we're going to do more on this. I am going to do more on this. I'm going into how it affects the brain, because it's really important, because people think that people go out, they just one day wake up and go out looking for child pornography, and that's not how it works. It's a desensitization. You know, within Playboy, then you've got the page three model, but then that little cartoon on the bottom right hand corner catches your attention. You see what I mean? It's very deep. So I will go into that. I'm going to do little
we'll
videos.
We'll do a standalone show. Let's do a standalone show again.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to, because people need to.
And
I've got to do my presentation anyway. It's ready. I just haven't had the time to just do it online, you know, the one on Pornhub, which breaks all this down as well, you know. So we will do it.
Let's do it. Let's have a run through of it. Let's have a run through of it. And we'll do a show next week, because people really are starting to see that. But sticking with this, Kat, there was another one that you sent through.
Yeah, actually, Christy sent me this. So Christy posted this. But
it was from El Español. It was from Spain. And I've translated it. And the image is of Jesus on the cross with an LGBT flag in both hands. And then the rainbow lettering. I don't know what that says. And then another picture of two nuns naked with them both laying in a bed, both touching one another's private parts.
Wow.
And the article said, sex between nuns and LGBT Jesus. Somebody called Fells are denouncing the controversial colouring book. So this goes on to say the Christian lawyers have started procedures to sue publisher Fandogamia, I'm probably pronouncing that completely wrong, for publishing this activity notebook called The Child Jesus Do Not Hate the Ladybugs.
We have to look at
apparently.
the label. That publisher needs looking at.
Yeah, exactly. So they're saying, the publishers are saying, the work is a satirical comic for adults, and it includes several colouring scenes in which masturbation done by nuns appear in the... yeah, it's
you just
disgusting.
Give me an example. You've just brought straight back to me. So part of Judith Wiseman's, when she was going through all of those magazines, they came across a magazine. This was a Playboy magazine, and that was a colouring in thing. And it even looked like it was coloured in by a child. Do you know what I mean? So the child, so automatically, that's even the same thing again. The child has picked it up because she was looking at, you know, how it was coloured in, and it wasn't coloured in by an adult, you know, when the children just scribble completely out of the lines and whatever else. And it had like instructions on, you know, Playboys, and they're all the same. It doesn't matter which one, they're all the same. And there's these naked ladies, but it's a cartoon colouring thingy. And it was actually coloured in by a child. So you know that these children were seeing this in the home in the 80s, and now we've got it all over the, or everywhere.
Yep.
And
It's
just moving on.
Disgusting.
Sorry, love. Carry on with that one a sec. Sorry,
no,
I was just...
Yeah, you carry on. That's really, this was the Spain, but we're going to move to Germany now. And I've just put the article on, and I've given credence to the author, but Kat sent it over, and I thought it was very worthy of an article. Germany,
yeah.
Catherine.
And Germany, this is the one Christy had posted this morning, or yesterday it might have been actually, but we weren't on a show yesterday. So, I mean, Germany are very, very, very liberal, you know, in terms of the sexual revolution and whatever. But, right. So Germany downgrades illegality of child porn from a felony to a misdemeanor, if you can believe it. The German parliament has voted to downgrade the illegality of the possession of child pornography from a felony to a misdemeanor, much to the delight of pro-paedophile organizations in the country. The Bundestag, Germany's directly elected chamber of parliament, passed the bill on Thursday, which declared that, quote, possession and acquisition of child pornography should be punishable with a minimum penalty of 3 months imprisonment, and distribution with a minimum penalty of 6 months imprisonment, and distribution... Oh, sorry, that was the same. They doubled up on that. When the bill goes into effect, the offences are to be classed as misdemeanours and not as crimes. In 2021, possession of child sexual abuse materials was reclassified as a felony crime after the then Justice Minister introduced a minimum sentence of 1 year. Only 3 years later, the new legislation blamed the reclassification for having delirious effects on a number of edge cases for those caught with the material, right? So such cases have occurred particularly frequently among parents and teachers of older children or young people who found child pornography on them and passed it on to other parents, teachers, or the school management to inform them of the problem, the bill argued. A downgrade to a misdemeanor is also urgently required in order to be able to respond appropriately and with the necessary flexibility to the large proportion of juvenile offenders, the bill continued. Here, too, the perpetrators generally do not act in order to be sexually aroused by the child pornography content, but rather out of a drive typical of the adolescent stage of development, such as naivety, curiosity, thirst for adventure, or the desire to impress. However, the CSU, the sister party to the CDU in Bavaria and the main centre-right party in Germany, released a statement of opposition, arguing that if the bill wanted to fix the problem cases, then it should have focused on that rather than demanding a blanket reduction in the penalty range for the crime, which is the issue here. The distribution, possession and acquisition of child pornography must, in principle, remain classified as crimes, the declaration said. Scientific findings show that if the penalty framework shifts downwards, the penalties imposed in practice also tend to be lower. In response to the news, Krum 13 or K13, a pro-paedophile activist group, explicitly celebrated the changes in the law. Its founder, Dieter Giesking, said on its website last week that the unconstitutional tightening of punishments has been removed, but lamented the supposed thousands upon thousands of those affected who fell victim to the previous ruling on child sexual abuse material. Giesking suggested that anyone currently facing a case should have their lawyers submit applications for stays of proceedings in order to avoid the current sentencing guidelines. As previously reported by the Publica, Gaius King, who has served multiple sentences for the possession of child pornography and has argued for the lowering of the age of consent to 12, had successfully submitted a draft petition to the Bundestag on the topic of children's rights. Children's rights, here we go again. They're only the sexual rights that they're empowering them beyond capacity with. The petition was grouped together with a number of other proposals and argued that children should have the right to have a say in all matters that affect their emotional, mental and physical well-being and the right to the free development of their personality. The latter clause references Article 2 of the German Basic Law, which explicitly includes sexual self-determination. And there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. There is our little children's rights on the edge of it, right? So they haven't got any rights anywhere else, though, just their sexual rights, because that's all it was ever about and that's what we were telling you it was about. So basically what they did was they've used those two little excuses they said, you know, about when people are reporting it to other people, you know, those people who are, you know, just taking it to pass on, you know, it's not because they're looking at it for a, but they've blanketed the whole thing. So they've said, so they've just brought it down to a misdemeanor for all people. They didn't express specifically for those cases. They mean the whole thing. So when people have got thousands and thousands of, you know, pornography, you know, child pornography thingies, then this is going to be used now as a misdemeanor. So as if they don't already get a really shit sentence anyway for the nature of the crime in this country. In Germany. Now it's even less in Germany. And these people are behind it. It's always pro-paedophiles behind this, these children's sexual rights. Obviously, who else wants children to have sexual rights? Seriously, do you know what I mean? It's so just nuts that we
it's
even
just
have to
so dangerous and where yes. This is going.
Yeah, like, can you imagine? No,
this is only the beginning. This is only the beginning. Look at what they were doing about this assisted suicide, where it all started. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And now look, they're literally. It's, you know where it's going. You know where this is going.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, they're ever more daring as well. They're more bold. They're more daring to even suggest this. You know, these pro-paedophile groups are quite open about the fact that they want the age of consent to 12. Do you know what I mean? This is insane. And they're managing to just completely normalize this stuff. And this is, you know, by bringing the children's rights into it, they have the right to say in all matters that affect their emotional, mental and physical well-being. No, they haven't, though, because when there has been children that have said to the teacher in the classroom, I don't want to do this. My right is I don't want to do this. They're being told no and given detention 14 times. So is it really about what the children want and having their say? Or is it about ramming this sexuality, hypersexuality down their throats and telling them they have to have it? Because that's what I'm seeing from where I'm sat.
Yep. It's sick. It's sick. And God's got this, though. He's not going to let this go on.
No, it can't go on. It really can't.
Oh, dear.
But that's mine. That's all mine done. And I know that Christie's got one, which is quite similar to the sexualization of kids anyway.
And interesting how it's coming back up again, because it was going around a while ago. So, yeah. Christy, over to you, my love.
Yeah, so I saw an article about Roald Dahl. So, obviously, he wrote many books. He was born in Cardiff. So I found this really interesting. I hadn't heard about it before, but Kat and yourself have said that it was around years ago, but it's come back up again. So there's a classic scene from the movie where they're trying out the candy factory's new lickable wallpaper. So Wonka tells them, whatever they lick, it will taste like it. So that's when they lick the wallpaper. So they lick an orange, he says, and it'll taste like an orange. Lick the strawberry and it'll taste like a strawberry. Lick the snozberry and it tastes like a snozberry. So as children, we would have assumed that that was innocent. I always thought it was just a made-up funny word. But it turns out that he had a really dark sense of humour, but I don't think it was a sense of humour. I think that this was showing what type of person he actually was. Very dark. So the snozberry is actually means it means dick, which is something that I just couldn't believe, to be honest, because it just completely ruins such a something that you thought was beautiful, such an innocent story, a fun story, has now turned out for me to be something just vile. And it just shows that they've always been putting these little innuendos and disgusting things in all the children's movies. So yeah, telling the children and the parents to lick the snozzberries, meaning to lick the dick, which is
disgusting,
just, it's just unbelievable. Everything is just ruined for me. It's just, you know,
yeah. And I mean, it's always been
agenda
in these films and stuff anyway. And Roald Dahl is a dodgy one, I think. There was, when it came out the first time, I don't know if you remember, Lou, but obviously that came out, you know, I don't know, 10 years ago or something like that, when it was doing the rounds the first time, when somebody had noticed it. Maybe it had been before, but that's the first time I had seen it. It was about 10 years ago. But then there was also lots of posts about Roald Dahl in general with his other stuff as well. So we'll find, if the deeper you go into that, the more you'll find out he was a wrong un.
Yep. Real,
like
real
they
real.
All are. It's just unbelievable. It all goes back to the paedophile agenda, doesn't it? And it's been going on for so long, which is just,
well, Walt Disney was a prolific paedophile mind. And you know, when you look at, I don't know if you've seen him, but there was what right at the beginning of Walt Disney. And the videos they had, the black and white videos they would have been then, and it would have been Mickey Mouse and, you know, what they had available at the time. Obviously, the CGI and everything's crap because it was such a long time ago. But you see the stuff that's going on in there as well. It's actually quite obvious. Like, you know, the symbolism in Disney anyway, the symbolism's always been there. But even right from the beginning, it was dark, really, really dark.
Yeah, there's a lot in the Disney films, isn't there? But again, unless you're awake to this,
you wouldn't know that's what it is. Simple subliminal.
Your mind is closed off to it, because when you're young, you don't notice these things. But like you said, well, it's subliminal. Yeah,
right? Exactly. You're not meant to notice them. They're meant to just go into the child's mind.
Exactly.
And they remember it without even realizing. That's how powerful subliminal messaging is. And hence why they use all symbols and whatever. I mean, they're a bit more, they're quite blatant with it now, aren't they? But the subliminal messages have always been there. You know, we could go on and on about all of these different films pulling out the satanic, you know, the satanic theme of them all, really. But in, you know, when on the surface they look amazing, you know, they, like you say, it just seems like an innocent story, but the undertone is always dark.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
I'm just going to jump on, and it's, you posted this the other day, and I don't know, well, I haven't been watching news. I've just been working and bloody doing entertainment nonsense. But a TV sports presenter was arrested. A well-known TV presenter was arrested for raping a child. Police carried out a raid at 4 a.m. on the married television host's home earlier this week. A search of the property in southern England was carried out and computer devices and documents taken away for examination. The man was questioned by detectives and held in custody for 18 hours before being released on bail pending further inquiries. The rape allegation is historical and involves a child who was under 10 years of age. It is alleged the child was raped on more than one occasion over a period of time. At the time, the alleged offences, the well-known suspect, who cannot be named for legal reasons, was working in the television industry. His bosses have been made aware of the police investigation and his arrest, but it was thought that the TV presenter's colleagues were unaware. The complaint made the allegation recently, and it was reported to the police. She was interviewed by specialist child abuse investigation officers, and a dedicated suite and an investigation was launched. The police force conducted the investigation, confirmed the arrest. Police were expected to conduct further inquiries into his background as part of their investigation. A neighbour of the man arrested said the police turned up very early. They took him away and were there for a while carrying out a search. Everyone is shocked at his arrest. So, I bet TikTok's got it somewhere.
Yeah, I wonder who it
I'm thinking there is one person that's immediately springing to mind, only because a certain another footballer who's been on this show a few times did give a little bit of insight on footballer.
Yeah, he did.
He's vile. He's pushing the woke agenda. He's pushing the vaccines. He was got to for a certain reason. He was legendary in the, was it 1992 World Cup? Were rumours and it was known about something happened, but it wasn't to a child of this age. This was of a child of around 15, I believe. But that was well known. And according to this article, maybe his colleagues don't know. Now, I did have a look on Twitter or X or whatever you're calling it, and someone's saying it's a Sky Sports presenter, they believe.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, we're kind of just...
We've got to really break it down.
We've got no evidence of it, but...
We've got to break it down. He's a well-known sports presenter. He lives in the south of England, and he's married there. Right, where am I going? Diddy. Oh dear. Oh dear. There's another court case I will be getting and going through the documents probably later tonight. So this is a former model. Her name's Crystal. And she's filed a case yesterday at the federal court in Manhattan stating that she met Diddy in 2003 at a Men's Fashion Week event in New York. She was 22. And she claims that Diddy told her he was going to use his power in the industry to help her advance her modeling career. She also stated that the rapper invited her to his music studio. This is the same music studio where he trafficked a young girl across, I think it was from Canada or wherever, across state lines to his recording studio where she was raped by, I don't want to say Half Pierre, I think it was Half Pierre, Diddy and another unknown individual. So a lot goes on at those recording studios. So she was taken back to the recording studios. He gave her a drink and told her to smoke something, handed her a joint, basically, and handed her a joint, and all of a sudden she became completely intoxicated. Diddy apparently led her into the bathroom where he kissed her without consent and forced her to perform oral sex on him. The suit goes on to state that Crystal lost consciousness and then she woke up in a taxi. Now, he was there with other people as well.
They obviously drugged her then.
Oh, completely. That's all they did. And they used to, when people would go to his parties, they would stay off the alcohol because everyone knew all the alcohol was spiked.
Yeah.
And they'd go for orange juice or something, and it was spiked in there. And then there was the girl who was working on the yacht, who his son assaulted, where he was trying to force a drink down her throat, and she's like, "No, it's been." And he didn't deny that it had been drugged. So listen. So it goes on to state Crystal lost consciousness and woke up in a taxi, where she realised what had happened. Crystal also stated after having modelled professionally since she was 17 for campaigns like Tommy Hilfiger, Diddy used his power and influence her to cancel her in the industry. She then went on to have depression, anxiety, and she was messed up by it. And she's now only got the chance because the others have come forward. So Diddy he's had it.
And Diddy's done.
Diddy's done. The little girlfriend, this young Miami, just, ugh. Apparently she's unfollowed him. I went through, no one is following him. They've all unfollowed him. No Beyonce, nobody. Every blue tick. He is completely on his own. on his own, unless the mother, this Dana lady, who apparently she's an international lawyer, or she's got some high position about, and she knows international law. That's apparently the mother of the little baby, the baby love, or whatever. Unless he's sticking with her, I don't know. But it's finished. Arrests are going to be any day, I do believe, any day now. And then we're just going to have to see who's going to fall next, because there is no way he is going to go quietly, especially where they, first of all deserted him completely when first allegations came out. And no one was there. No one was speaking up in his corner. I mean, at least Scientologist Danny Masterson, he had people like Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, but maybe they've all learned their lesson, celebrities, and saw what happened to Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher for writing sort of like a letter of support for Danny Masterson. Any thoughts on Diddy, ladies?
He's done. It's just more and more all the time, isn't it? But he's not the biggest, see, is he? This is the thing.
No.
But
Where are
like
the
you say,
billionaires?
he's not going to go on his own.
No. And you're getting this diversion with the Drake stuff, back and forward to Diddy. Lucian Grange did come up, but then the Diddy stuff and the Kendrick Lamar, that kind of pushed aside. I do believe Little Rod might have dropped Lucian Grange from his lawsuit, but I do need to go through looking at those bloody papers, as you know, Kat, and probably you, Christy. It's just, oh, it's
It's
a
just loads
slog.
of it in there. Well,
Well, there's 72 pages just of Cassie. I think there's 78 pages with Little Rod.
Oh
And
my
I
God.
don't know how many pages of, because I haven't seen Crystal's court filings yet. Christy, what were you going to say, love?
It would be easier to name who's not involved and who isn't
Yes.
involved in pedophilia, isn't it?
It's,
Because,
that's what Hollywood is based on.
oh,
Anybody who has been in the film
wiggle.
industry, there is no one superior actor that avoids it. You do, we know Mel Gibson went out. You know, there's been a lot of people talking about it. But these big guys turning up at the Oscars, winning awards, a bit like in this country, you know who the big players are in the paedophilia world if they've been knighted.
Yeah. Yes.
So
Yes, I do
I
know
mean,
that.
when you think of, let's just think of it on a scale of, right, how many people in proportion to the rest of the world have actually been knighted? It's a very small amount of people, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? In percent, in comparison to the whole world, the people who've been knighted are really, so how come there's so many of them in that one group of people? Do you know what I mean? So far that we definitely know,
Yeah.
and it's like it's.
It's one big club. Look
It
at
is. Have you
the Balenciaga. You
had.
have got
Exactly.
links to the Marc Dutroux case in Belgium of the 80s. You've got links to the Jimmy Savile. You've got links to Jeffrey Epstein. You've got then obviously Balenciaga. You've then got links to Diddy. So it goes on. They're drawn in. I do know. After watching this little documentary, I think I sent it to you, Kat, of that young YouTuber who was originally, he was doing, do you remember Vines, the app Vines, where it was just like little 3 minute like shorts, wasn't it?
Oh,
Vines,
yeah, I
you'd have
remember
Vines.
watching
So
that.
he was very big in Vines. Then they were moving over to YouTube. So a lot of them, like they do, they all go and live in this one big house. And I don't know if sponsors or promoters, you know, who are supporting their shows. They all in there so they can brainstorm and come up with ideas for their shows. This young lad got approached to go to this party, invited, and somebody warned him. And basically, it was like an eyes wide shut party. It was initiation, and it got to the last door. You went to different rooms, and he got to the last door and he bailed it. After that, he was being harassed. His brakes were taken off because he was exposed. They were all wearing masks. He saw inside the last room when there were big YouTubers, like everybody's favorites, especially like for my son's age. Do you know what I mean? He loved the YouTubers, he loved the Vines. All of these big people were in these rooms. And it was, I'll post the link to that video.
Yeah,
but that's what goes on. And the podcasters then who participated in that carry on got given everything. You know, sponsorship for drinks, you know, their own makeup brands that they're just going to have their name on. By the way, the Kardashians have, that's it. That is over. Kris Jenner was involved in Freak Offs. Her husband, Corey Gamble, was there when Kim Porter died. And I do believe the police are looking at reopening up Kim Porter's death. Kim Porter was with Diddy. There was a crossover period between her and Cassie. Diddy even took Cassie to the marital bed and kicked Kim Porter out of bed.
Wow.
So, and then she died. She was writing a book. Then she's suddenly dead. And they're going to reinvestigate it. And then we've got, we can go on, other people linked in the Little Rod lawsuit. One of Diddy's security guys, he was there when Michael Jackson died. So there you go.
And
one more thing. Have you had a chance to watch the Gary Glitter programme, the film about him?
No, but no, his son lives in my village. His son lives in my village.
Right. Well, I watched that. I don't watch a lot of television anymore because obviously of the brainwashing. But I saw it. I watched it. I ended up watching it twice. It is absolutely fascinating, but it is harrowing. It's so bad. I couldn't. Oh, it was awful.
Where would we find that, Chris?
I'll have to check now. I can't remember what channel it was on, but I came across it and I was just flicking through because sometimes I leave the telly on for the door. So I was looking for something and I saw Gary Glitter and I thought, oh, I'm just going to click that on. I ended up not going out. I sat and watched it. And then later on that day, I watched it again because it is so, it's quite in depth and it's worse than I imagined. It's really, it's shocking.
I have seen a lot. I've seen stuff on him in the past, but I've not seen that. So yeah,
He would go over to Thailand and places like that. But yeah, his son lives in my village and he looks just like him, but he hates his father. You can't even mention. Like, I've only met him twice. And it was when I was working in the pub and he was chatting away to me and he's like, well, so what else do you do? And I said, oh, I do radio shows exposing the paedophiles in high positions. And then I realised, well, like,
brilliant. But, well done, Lou.
Yeah, so, but he's a nice guy. Doesn't want it has anything to do with his father. I think he's been estranged for him for decades upon decades. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, well, that's it. Bit of a heavy one tonight. Look around and look what's going on around the world, what they're trying to bring in. They start with the education and then things start getting legalized because it's the normal. This is not normal. What is going on in Germany? It's not right. What is going on in our schools across the country here in the UK? And as I say, you look to America and you look to more liberal countries to see what their plans are because it's a domino effect.
Yeah.
So, but God's got this. God's going to be back and it's going to be, well, back, he's always here, but he's making his move. Things can turn around just like that. And if you haven't heard last night's prophecy show, it is up on the website. I didn't post it on Facebook, but I will post it in a moment when we finish the show. Final words, Christy.
Well, thank you. That was a really interesting show. And I always learn so much. So every day learning new information. So it was brilliant. And just keep exposing the pedophiles, the pedophile agendas. Disgusting, and we all need to stand up against it.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thanks, everyone.
Kat.
Yeah, I mean, just to reiterate you both there, you know, this is one big, massive, dangerous, evil, satanic agenda, and we might have to go, you know, listen out for when we do the deep dive on the pornography in the brain, because honestly, we have no idea, most people have no idea how serious of a situation we're in, especially with the kids. So keep an eye out for those as well, guys. And we'll be back on Friday.
Indeed. Thank you, everybody. If you've got any information on the BBC, or if it's BBC, the sports presenter. It wouldn't surprise me if it was the BBC, because, or they've come from the BBC, maybe, because that's what the BBC is. LibertyTactics.co.uk, exposingthelie.info. You can find us all on Facebook. Christy Tucker, Kat's working on Liberty Tactics and Luke Collins' radio show. Christine is at Q Team Awesome, and Jason is running TikTok. If you'd like to support the show, we'd very much like it. You can buy us a coffee, because we're banned off of PayPal. That's it for tonight. We'll be back Friday. God bless.
God bless.
God bless, and good night.